Welcome to S-Class, the highest tier in podcasting. With me is the barbarian of barbells, the strongest man in the world. It's Robert.
That's definitely not me. I can barely bench press like 25 pounds.
I did give you those 20-pound dumbbells many years ago, and I've seen they've done their work.
I still use them.
And I am your host, the maven of magic. It's Justin.
Oh, I see the theme we're going with. It's Mashal.
Yes. You've been watching some Mashal,
wow, that
Robert.
Makes sense. I've been enjoying Mashal, actually, yeah.
We've discussed our feelings about Mashal in the past. I don't know if we've recorded it, but we're both sort of like, we like Mashal. We have like a good heart for Mashal, but we both stopped reading it.
Yeah, no, Mashal was like, oh, this was good. I enjoyed this. This was fun. But then like, I was like, all right, that was fun for 45, 50 chapters. I'm kind of good with it. Like,
Yeah.
maybe I'll pick it back up one day.
Do you think the anime's done it more justice where you're sort of like reinvigorated about it? Because I haven't caught up on the anime at all.
I mean, I've really enjoyed the anime. I think it's just one of those things that works better with, you know, lots of colors and lots of like deadpan, you know, voice moments with MASH. I've like audibly laughed. I've been really enjoying it.
Okay, that's good to hear, because it's one of those things with comedy that like it's either a total hit or a miss depending on how they adapt it. So I'll definitely check this one out.
I mean, from what I've heard though, is that the manga itself has become much more action oriented and has kind of like moved away from the comedy, which is kind of unfortunate.
I feel like they almost had to, or they didn't have to, but it's really hard to continually use the same joke over and over again. Almost like One Punch Man, like he beats him in one punch. Mashal's sort of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but Mashal has like the extra funny thing with Mashal is that like whenever people call him out on like pulling random BS, he gets like depressed and he's like, you're right, I'm sorry, I just want to go home. And like they make that joke like every chapter and it always makes me laugh.
Oh man, I think I gotta get back into
It's been
Mashal.
fun though. I've been enjoying it, the anime.
Okay, good, good, good. Something that I don't know if I've been enjoying or not is the new Trigun Stampede anime. Well, I guess not new anymore, but it finished the season. I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in. I remember we did like a live reaction to my feelings about the trailer, and I thought it was horrifying looking. It is surprisingly gorgeous. Like, it's entirely 3D and it's beautiful. Sometimes the eyes look a little bit wonky, but besides that, it's amazing looking. But there's some very huge differences from the original anime that I appreciate when they adapt something and kind of put their own spin on it, but I don't know if I feel good about these changes.
Yeah, I have heard like that they changed kind of significant aspects of it, even to like characters themselves. And that kind of like pulled me. I was considering watching it because I know it's one of your favorite series to begin with, the original. But then like it seemed like if I wanted to actually watch what you watched, a new adaptation wasn't going to do it because it seems like it changed too much. So I didn't end up
Yeah.
watching it at all.
I think you'd actually really enjoy the original, because do you know anything about Trigun?
Not too much, but just like basic premise.
Basically, like main character Vash the Stampede, he's like the strongest gunman in the entire planet, and the planet's like this desert wasteland, but like he's such a goofball. Like, he beats people with by pretending that he's not actually the strongest guy in the world, and he doesn't even have to use his gun most of the time. And like
the hustler.
He's a hustler, and he's pretends to be scared of everything. He's like, oh my god, why do you have guns? And it's really silly and fun, at least for the first like 5 or 10 episodes before he has to actually start turning it up to start fighting out actual bad guys. And this one, it like goes straight in. Like, you find out the main villain within the first episode or two, which you probably don't find out for like half the series in the original one. A lot of the goofy feels gone. They got rid of one of the supporting characters, which is like beloved across the community, and replace her with like this kind of wiser old gunman guy who's like cool, but like I feel like they could have had all three of those characters if they wanted to make those additions. And it's much more grim, dark. So
really? Wait, so
yeah,
they replaced the waifu character?
I don't know if she'd call her a waifu, but she's like kind of another silly girl who's like a lot of
Right.
fun. She's sort
And
of
just
the
replaced her
waifu.
with some brooding guy.
Yeah, he's sort of like this mustachioed, cool, like typical gunman kind of guy who's like cool. I don't dislike him, but it really takes away from the vibe. And
So it's a
the
tone, it sounds like a very tonally different show.
yes, it's almost like they took like episode 14 from the original series and just plopped it into episode 1, except made it even more harsh, I feel like. And I'm curious what they're going to be doing with it. And they've changed the main villain's abilities a bit as well.
Is it an
So
adaptation of anything? Like, I mean, other than like the original anime, was there something to go along with it?
there is a manga originally, and I think that the original anime adaptation is also its own spin-off of the manga. Like, it doesn't follow the story closely either.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, that's the one that I know to be true. I should probably read the manga as well, but I'm probably going to finish the season and kind of give my full thoughts on it. Maybe it warrants a video.
But right now you kind of have conflicting feelings, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful to look at, but I'm just sort of like, oh, I don't know if this is the Trigun I remember.
Right.
But I mean, it's better than my initial reaction at least. Rob, tell me about Pokemon Horizons.
Oh, well, this is the new Pokemon now that Ash is dead and buried.
This is his
There's been three
daughter?
episodes so far. No, there's no confirmation that there's any relation to Ash. That's what people want to think, people want to hope, but the first episode was actually like pretty good and kind of like hooked me in. It's just
Okay.
like she's going off to school in Kanto to start her Pokemon journey,
Oh, she's in
and
Kanto
she's got
again.
some like, yeah, but they're already gone.
Oh,
And
okay.
the first episode was like kind of like action packed and felt a lot more intense than like the original Pokemon anime, but now it's kind of like I could see where it's going with the hijinks and being a little more kiddie, which is fine. It's Pokemon, it's supposed to be for children, but I thought maybe it was gonna go in a more fun direction, but I don't think we're going in any fun direction.
So is she in the new region then?
Yeah, they're going. She came from the new region, went to school in Kanto, and then she got kidnapped, and now she's going back home.
Do they have a Jesse and
It's
James character already?
now they have like bad guys, but they're like more serious bad guys. They're not like fun really so far from what
Okay.
I've seen. They're just kind of like super serious. I'm the bad guy. I'm stealing. I need to steal your crystal stone thing.
Everything's getting so serious. Trigun,
But
Pokemon. Mash is the only
it
thing
wasn't
keeping us
serious enough.
lighthearted.
It didn't find a good balance. I don't know. I mean, it's a kid's show. What am I going to sit here complaining about? It's made for 8-year-olds.
We're gonna complain about everything. We're two 30-year-old men who are gonna yell at this cloud.
The animation was good. It was fun.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Trigun. Who is her starter Pokemon?
You got the cat, the grass cat
Oh, the weed cat.
from the new region, Spirgatito, I think his name is.
I wish she picked the very uncomfortable duck.
She didn't get to pick. They just literally showed up at class and like the teacher had like 50 Pokeballs and you just had to pick one. And like
50.
everyone in the class got a different starter. Yeah. Well, not 50, but I guess however many. What's 3 times 9 is 27, so there are 27 Pokeballs. Yeah.
Good quick math.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So it's fine. It's definitely, Pokemon.
Is it worth for me to watch an episode or
No, don't even bother.
I do want to catch up on the tournament one that our friend John was telling us about at the last season of Ash fighting against all the
Ash's last
champions.
arc, yeah. I have to catch that as well,
Yeah, I'm
just
gonna
for
watch
old
that.
time's sake.
I read a bunch of Blue Period. I think I caught up. So I bought like all the volumes, and this was like my favorite manga or my favorite anime from
Anime in what was
2021.
it, 2021? Yeah, you loved it.
Yeah. And
It was great. I enjoyed it a lot too.
I think it relates for me a lot. Like, it's about this kid going to art school and everything. And I tried to read the manga a few months ago, or maybe last year I tried to read the manga, and this is him going to university and he's just sort of struggling. There's this thing about people in manga struggling going to art university, like blank canvas as well. I was trying to read both of those
Yeah.
around the same time, and it just got me even more stuck because I was like in an art funk as well.
Make you a little anxious.
I was just sort of like, I don't like this is too
Yeah.
relatable. Like, he goes to university and then he just feels like he's not good enough and he just starts smoking cigarettes and acting like a degenerate again, like he's in high school. And I was like, man,
Oh,
I want to start
right.
smoking cigarettes. Like, this is too stressful. But once I had like the physical volumes in front of me, and like it sort of became like religious for me. Like, every night I'd take a volume and read it like with my little night lamp, and read like half a volume. And I can confidently say that at least at this point in my life, Blue Period's easily in my top five anime manga of all time right now.
Wow, that's colossal.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a significant statement to make.
it really touched me, and probably I think it's a good anime manga regardless, but I think it touched me in such a personal way about someone who's just trying to find themselves, and like he's trying to be the best, but he didn't realize it's like being the best isn't what art is about, and he's just trying to discover who he is as a person.
Yeah.
And it's still ongoing. Like, I cannot wait until the future volumes come out, but I'm so sad that I can't binge read it anymore. So I'm really
excited
about
this. What
volume
are they up to? Is it 12?
12 or 13? I'm surprised that you know that. A lot of right stuff coming up in your email.
I mean, I have a few of the volumes. I was planning to continue it. So the anime, I think, ended around volumes 5 or 6, right?
Yeah.
Because I have up till volume 8. I never got the chance to catch up, though.
Yeah, I think you'd still enjoy it. It's more of the same, and the manga has its own art style that's kind of like fun and funky as well. And your girl Kiwana comes back at some point, and she's lovely.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Highly, highly recommend to just about anybody.
Okay. I'll definitely get back into.
And I think we have to both talk about another one of our favorite things ever, and that is Gash Bell 2.
Oh, yeah. I'm always down to talk about high art. This is, I still can't believe that we are in the year 2023 getting monthly Gash Bell content, and it's better than anything else I am consuming, like at all.
It's definitely up there for me. It's so wild.
It's so good. I mean, I still can't get over Conchobe's design. Like, the second they revealed Conchobe, I'm still dying from what he looks like.
Conchobe is, dude, the most recent chapter where he's doing that fucking weird dance, like where he's like howling. I just took screenshots of it.
Emotional breakdown. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh my goodness. And his new spell is so stupid but so amazing. I don't even know. Besides, I love it.
And then this newest chapter, like that ending page, was wild with Tio coming back.
I love how I thought it was Megumi. I was like, wow, they're really pushing the boundaries of what human strength is. Like, she really cares about these demons.
Oh. Buff Tio, I shouldn't have been surprised, because like the whole thing with Gash is that she wanted to be strong on her own and was training with Wanri and all that. And here she is, massive, absolutely shredded.
And just like a fucking waifu. Like, she looks great. Great teenage
hilarious.
Character
like,
design.
The healer of the crew has more muscles than anyone.
I just hope they don't turn her into like Sakura. They're not going to. He's such a better writer than that. But
yeah,
I can just see the parallels.
Because especially with Kanchume, he's done such a good job of maintaining the characterization of, you know, that he built up through the original Gash Bell while also still making them feel fresh. So I'm not the least bit worried about the writing.
I guess I'm not worried. He always pulls through and surprises me, at least the last 10 chapters. And it's like, I have a feeling there's going to be some scenes where she's kicking some generic demon butt with some martial arts, and that's fine. And then it's like, she's going to face the big bad, and she's going to get her butt kicked, and then Megumi's going to show up, and there's going to be a new spell. Like, I don't want to say it's formulaic. I'm excited to see it, but I want to see what the twist is going to be.
Formulaic isn't always bad, though.
No, I don't hate it. I just hope that I'm not predicting it so on the nose that it's boring.
I think you might be right for now, but I think once like the crew is reassembled, that's when things are going to start getting a little more crazy. Like right now, we're just getting, you know, we had to get Gash back, we had to get Kanchume back, we had to get Tio back, and now we have to get Umagon back at some point, and then we'll be pretty much
the whole gang's coming back
really
together.
Explore this, yeah.
He's such a goofy writer that I feel like he's just going to like throw such a huge curveball in there at some point. Like Umagon doesn't come back and like Rago comes back instead or something so silly.
That's exactly it. Like, it's going to be such a random character that is gonna, like from the original, that's going to be a core part of this series.
I hope it's like Victorine.
I would not be surprised at all if that's the case. Sure, Victorine will be in this. What's the little rabbit kid name?
Oh, that
the one that
steals
everyone's panties.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can't remember his name.
I want to say it's Momo for some reason, but I'm not 100% on that.
I was thinking that too. And he had the sister as his, the nun as his
nun.
Book holder, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, wasn't she with, what was his name?
Umagon's
book holder?
Kafka Sunbeam.
Sunbeam. Groovy.
Groovy.
God, I love Gash Bell. That's all, you know, our monthly just conversation of saying how much we love Gash Bell and just gushing about it. That's all it is.
The monthly emergency text. New chapter out.
Yep.
I'm excited. Okay, let's switch some gears and go into video games. I have played about 20 minutes of Nier Automata, the end of Yorha, which is now on Switch. That is a beautiful game. Something about cyborgs and robots and the end of the world, maybe. The first 5 or 10 minutes, you're playing the most high definition version of Gradius ever. It's like pretty
So
amazing.
it's
And
to shoot him up.
no, like you're just like a little ship, and all of your friends are getting shot down by a giant beam cannon, and you're just sort of like running across the screen, side scrolling, and pew pew pewing. Anyone who's played Nier Automata is probably be like, "This is what you got out of the game." It's definitely obviously more than that. I've played 20 minutes. I'll probably sink like 30, 40 hours into it by the end of the year. But I'm excited.
So
It's
you're excited
maybe,
to go further in it, yeah.
yeah. And I think it's like more beautiful than maybe even Breath of the Wild. Like it's such high definition that I want to play it on my TV, which I'm usually
That's
pretty
great.
lazily want to sit on my handheld.
Yeah, now I'm with you on that.
So more to come on that.
Well, it's good that you're finally excited about a game. That's nice.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have Spy Fox 2 in my backlog, so there's always that to be excited
In dry
about.
cereal? Is that what it's called?
That's the first one. This one's something about cheese, I want to say. Rob, tell me about Fire Emblem Engage DLC.
It's so bad. The
Complete
game itself,
opposite.
I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, but the DLC is like a 7-chapter campaign, and it is atrociously balanced. I don't think they play tested it.
What do you
It's
mean by
like
balanced?
borderline impossible.
Oh.
I think there's like what like I play on the hardest setting, which is maddening, and that I had to stop. I went down to hard. And then I couldn't even beat it on hard, and now I'm down to nor then I went down to normal because I just wanted to beat it and be done with this game, because it just seemed like there's the one specific way to beat every chapter, and that's just not how Fire Emblem works, and
Right.
it's just been like so tedious and not fun, and I genuinely think they built these chapters and never tested them out. They're like, okay, let's hope for the best. They'll figure it
I mean, that's the state of video games, right? Half-bake everything,
out.
just send it out there and get money.
It's even worse for this because Engage has been done for like 2 years apparently. Like all rumors point to the fact that this game has been like just waiting to be released by Nintendo, but it's been done, and the DLC has also been done for a while. So like the fact that they had all this time and this is still what we got was sort of disappointing.
They've been doing a lot of disappointing recently. I'm sorry to hear that.
They're getting real lazy with the DLC, Nintendo.
Are you gonna finish it, or you're just
I
like,
already finished it,
oh,
and
okay.
this was just part of the DLC. There was also like other like Fire Emblem like emblem characters that you could play with in the main game, and those were awesome. Like they had like their own little chapters, and it was a lot of fun. It's just like this was like the major component of the DLC, and it was the last wave of the DLC, and it kind of sucked.
Tough year. We're already like 3, 4 months into the year, and we got nothing good happening in the
In the
realm
gaming
of video
world,
games.
no.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's also because the Switch is on its way out. I think they're prepping for their new console, so there's not a lot coming out right now.
We're going to talk about news in about 30 seconds. Is there any news about the new console, or
Not
this is just
officially, no.
rumors? Okay.
Yeah, it's just rumors. And it's also, you can speculate based on the fact that I think past July, Nintendo doesn't have a single first-party game announced, which isn't entirely uncommon, but it is still telling that there's not really even any hints or rumors of anything coming.
What are you thinking? Do you think it's going to be Switch 2, or do you think it's going to be something brand new?
No, they would be idiotic not to continue with the Switch.
Yeah, that's what I was
It,
thinking.
they,
It's su such
they've
a successful
nailed a
console.
concept, and they just need to make it stronger and better.
Maybe it's just a Switch that has Bluetooth.
Oh, you would think that would be something so simple. As long as it's backwards compatible, I think people will be happy with whatever. As long as it's stronger and backwards compatible. If
Mean,
there's
what
no
else?
backwards compatibility, people will riot.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you do with it besides make it be more beautiful and keep it handheld? Like, how much more can you
That's
do
it.
to it?
You make it slicker, you make it sleeker, you make the controllers work better, but other than that, you really don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, we've gotten to a point in video games where it's like video games look better than real life, that the next console can only be marginally better, is the way I feel, at least.
Yeah, it's at this point very incremental.
Yeah, versus like the 8-bit to the 64-bit era, like where it was
Yeah.
just life-changing. Well, I think this was a better news section than our actual news section. Rob, what time is it?
It is time for the Big News Morgan's breaking news. But there is no breaking news. We did not very well research this section this month.
We scoured the internet for the last 3 months worth of news and found nothing except the new Zelda Tears of the Something Sky trailer.
Tears
thing.
Of the Kingdom.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, the game comes out in like a week or two.
I mean, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll probably be out.
Maybe. This is May, yeah. So probably.
Feelings.
I'm not really psyched on this game.
Me neither.
I just like Sexy Ganondorf is awesome. I'm like all about that. But I just still haven't seen enough that makes it feel like I'm experiencing something new. And it's okay for it to be a sequel with a new story and some new characters, but the new mechanics don't interest me, like crafting your own.
I'm so sick of crafting already.
I'm so sick of crafting. Like, I have no interest in that feature. The islands, like the sky islands, kind of just look like you're playing a platforming level, and it kind of just looks like kind of, you know, a shrine puzzle, which I got really bored of in Breath of the Wild, which came out, what, 7 years ago at this point, 6 years ago. It just doesn't feel like this game was worth the wait. And it also just doesn't feel like, why was there no other Zelda game in 6 years if we're getting essentially the same exact world we played 6 years ago?
Yeah, I thought this would be like, the way I saw it was sort of like a Wind Waker. You know how Wind Waker was like an ocean game? I thought this was going to be like a Wind Waker version of the sky game. Like, there's going to be a whole sky map and nothing's going to be landlocked. And it just feels like the same game, but there's occasionally sky islands that you might go to for some dungeons. That's what I'm vibing.
Yeah, we might be wrong on that, but like, they haven't shown me anything to make me think otherwise. And at this point, the game comes out in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to go with what it seems like, you know, it is. I'm just going to accept the trailers as they are at this point.
Short-haired Zelda does look like a snack, though.
But is it worth an extra $10? Because this game is $70.
No, at least not on first release. Like, first of all, that would mean I have to get pretty far in the game, which, you know, I can't do that.
No, you're incapable of doing that. Also, like, it's been 6 years since we got, you know, a new Zelda game. They didn't release anything else. We got a Link's Awakening remake, which I didn't really love. We got a Warriors game, Skyward Sword re-released. There really hasn't been any other new Zelda content. And then this is what we're getting, like, after 6 years. And that's what really has kind of pissed me off about the Switch, is that they promoted it as like bringing together their handheld market and their home market, but they're not making handheld games anymore. We're not getting 2D Zeldas. You know, that's it used to be like every couple of years, every few years, you'd get something, you know, from Zelda. And now it's just, it's kind of been nothing, because the handheld Zelda games would bridge the gap between the 3D releases.
Yeah, it's almost like the first thing that comes to my mind is how like Disney used to do 2D animation, and now they all kind of just look like Pixar, even though technically
right. Now,
Disney's
there
different.
There is no 2D animation anymore.
It's like a dead art.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to end up getting this game before the end of the year, or you're going to wait for reviews and kind of play by ear?
So it's tough for me because in mid-May, I'm going to be basically done until the summer, because I'm taking some time off of work to when my wife goes back to work from her maternity leave. So right. I'm going to be home, and it feels like a good game to sink my teeth into while the baby's napping. So I might get it. Just it would be a game of convenience, like convenient timing. Like, if this game had come out and like last May for me,
right,
where I didn't have a baby or anything, I wouldn't get it on release, because I'd have no reason, no interest in taking advantage of that. But now it's just like, huh, this kind of is working out. It's kind of funny. It's going to be coming out right when I'm going to be home a little bit. So
you're going to get it. You can't stop yourself.
I mean, I will say I already have it pre-ordered. No. When they still had it for $60.
Oh, so you got it for $60.
I pre-ordered it like years ago. So like, I still have my $60 pre-order. So I might get it just because I already have it like for that price.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't not get, like, video games are your best bang for your buck entertainment. Even if it's $10 extra and you sink $100 into it, like, it's minuscule the amount of that $10 actually costs per hour. But I get it's the principle.
Always the principle.
It's
of
the
it,
principle.
Justin.
I know. It's the spite in the principle.
Everything I do for spite.
I had no question about that.
Speaking of questions,
we have an email. Well, actually, this is not an email. This is a comment from our YouTube. But if you'd like to send us an email, you can send us an email at sclasspodcast@gmail.com.
Or just comment on the channel. Clearly, that will be accepted as well.
Yes. Honestly, we'll take anything. We love social interaction because we're pretty lonely over here.
We will take anything.
This is a question from one of our fans. Boxy Pirate asks, if you could watch one anime again for the first time, what would it be? And I'm going to add a parenthesis to this and say, it cannot be Gash Bell.
Okay, I was about to say, like, I was thinking of my, like, okay, other than Gash Bell.
This is tough.
It is tough.
And as a 30-year-old, too.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a tough question. It really is. Because obviously Gash Bell would be my first answer. I'm going to start with a manga.
Okay.
If I could reread any manga again, I think it would be Eye Shield 21 with not knowing what's going to happen.
That's a really good answer.
Because I feel like a sports, like a competitive series where you don't know the results, really fun, like, way to, like, just enter into that again. And especially because Shonen Jump hasn't had a new sports series since Haikyuu ended. And that's definitely been a void. So I would go with Eye Shield.
For manga, I was thinking Slam Dunk for a hot second. Like, same reason. It's just so high impact and so enthralling. You're like, oh God, yeah, what's going to happen next? And I've reread Slam Dunk a few times and it's still exciting, but just reliving that is a joy.
I feel like for you, as for an anime, wouldn't you want to go back and watch Your Name again for the first time?
Oh God, that's such a good answer. I wasn't even thinking that. I was like rattling through like Trigun, Naruto, but oh my God, the first time I watched Your Name was magical. And
I
the
remember
second time,
you watching it, like,
and the third
just
time,
like looking over at you, and just you were just like captivated and enthralled. That's what was when we were in Japan.
Yeah, that's a very good answer. You know me very well.
Yeah, but I don't really have a Gash Bell. Really, is the answer for me, unless we're talking like not just watching the anime, but the experience of watching the anime. If you know what I mean.
You mean being at our friend Kevin's house and.
Not even, oh, yeah, I mean, that is an example, but I also really enjoyed when you, John, and I were watching Food Wars together.
Oh,
like
season
the
two.
Autumn elections. That was a
oh,
lot of
fun.
Oh
my gosh. That was another, like, enthralling experience.
Yeah. I don't
That's
know.
Awesome.
I guess for me, it's like the more competitive series where there's like tournaments or, you know, events or competitions where you genuinely didn't know who was going to win. It wasn't just, oh, the main character is going to win easy, like, done.
So the answer is not Polar Bear Cafe, is what I'm hearing.
It's a close third after Gash Bell and maybe Food Wars.
You know, one that I was going to suggest to you. Shit, I had it. I lost it, though.
There goes that. Great, riveting conversation.
Give me a second. I got this.
This is sad.
Nope, it's gone.
I think you felt extra pressure since I gave you such a good one with Your Name, and now you're just falling apart.
I'm falling apart. Well, guys, that's one way to end a podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to S Class, and we'll see you guys next time. As soon as I click stop recording, I'm going to remember what that series
was.
Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
What the hell was it?